Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad darra' wal kadhibina al ghayz wal 'afina 'anil nas wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin sadaqallahu al 'azim. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I recited before you one verse of the Quran Kareem in which Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to three qualities of a believer. The first, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are those people that spend their wealth in favorable conditions and in adverse conditions. To spend your wealth in favorable conditions, that is relatively easy. But in adverse conditions, when you yourself is in need and you still spend your wealth, that is indeed a challenge. The second, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ. They are those people that drink their anger. And the third, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. They are those people that forgive people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves those people that do acts of virtue. A human being is made of four components: sand, fire, water, and air. And each one of these components, they exemplify themselves in different ways and forms. Sand, it exemplifies itself in a form of humbleness and humility. Sand is low, it is down on the ground. We are made out of sand, and sometimes when a person becomes humble, it's an expression of the sand that is within us. Fire that is within us, it exemplifies in the self in the form of anger. The flexibility within the human being, that is an expression of that air that is within the person. And water, it exemplifies itself in a form of a person being insistent and persistent. Water goes everywhere. These are the four qualities in a human being, four components, and each component, it exemplifies itself in different ways and forms. One of the greatest challenges that every one of us go through is how to deal with anger. We interact with family people. We interact with our friends and associates. We interact with so many people. And most definitely there were times where you would definitely get angry. The challenge is, how do we react to that situation? Anger is natural. It is human. It cannot be taken out of us. And in the field of Islam and Reformation, the idea is not to remove a natural instinct within yourself. It should bring up adjustments. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, he commented and he said, a person who claims he does not have anger is a donkey. You are a human being, and fire is your natural component, so it has to exemplify itself. So you are going to get angry. There were many times when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also got angry. In one hadith, The extent of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's anger has been mentioned. كَأَنَّمَا فُقِعَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ الرُّمَّانِ Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at times would get so angry, his face would become so red that somebody would think that pomegranate juice was put on the face of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would get so angry. In Bukhari Sharif, there's a narration. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to read his Isha Salat in Masjid al-Nabawi. Thereafter, he used to go to the musalla of his locality and lead the Isha Salat there. This was at that time when it was permissible for a person to read one Farz Salat two times or more than that. So Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go to his locality after having read his Isha Salah behind Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he would lead the Isha Salah. And one day, he commenced his Isha Salah and he started reading lengthy surahs in Isha Salah. One Sahabi came from behind, he joined the Salah, and he noticed Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala is just not going into ruku. And he's a Sahabi that used to do hard labor. He was extremely tired. He broke his salah. Some people commented, you have become a munafiq. He said, no, I will go and report to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he went and told Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm a person that do hard labor. I wanted to read my Isha salah. I thought the Isha salah is going to be short. And I would complete my salat and would go home. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala started reading Isha salah, lengthy surahs. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the hadith it mentioned, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became so angry. And he said that inna minkum munaffirin. Some of you who are imams of the masjid, you don't even consider your congregation. Consider your congregation, don't conduct such an attitude where you create resentment in the heart of your followers. And the Sahabi mentioned, I did not see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam getting so angry as much as I seen him on this particular day. In Bukhari Sharif, there's a narration in Kitab al-Maghazi. Usama radiallahu ta'ala went out in one war. One Sahabi, we would call him a Sahabi because they have accepted Islam, but he was more from the enemy camp. When Usama radiallahu got hold of him, so immediately as a tactic according to the interpretation of Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person read the kalima. So Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite him reading the kalima, killed him. When the matter came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Kareem got so angry. So Usama told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he just read the kalima as a tactic to protect his life. Nabi told him, Afala shaqaqta qalba? Did you open his heart and see whether the iman was in his heart or not? So there were instances where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also got angry. Anger is beneficial, anger is also harmful. It is through anger you are able to protect Deen and Islam. Through anger, you are able to safeguard your own interests, the interest of your wife, your children and your dependents. At time, you express your anger and you are able to protect them. But at the same time, anger can be very harmful and detrimental. One son, he came to his father and he complained to his father, I just can't control my anger. What should I do? The father told him, there's a pack of nails. Go to the garden and hit the nail in the wood in the garden. Take 10 nails a day for 1 week, hit the nails into the wood. He followed the orders of his father, and after 1 week he came to his father and said, every day I took 10 nails, I hit it into the wood of the garden. What should I do now? The father told him, every day pull out 10 nails from the wood. And by the end of the week, come and see me again. So he did that. And when he came and reported to his father, he pulled out all the nails from the wood. The father asked him, what did you observe? He said, I saw when I pulled out the nails, there were holes in the wood. The father said, that's exactly what happens. When you get angry on people, you poke holes into the hearts of people. Very harmful, very detrimental. It is beneficial, it is also harmful. And some people very beautifully explained it, that it is like an electric wire. If an electric wire is put in the right place, it will give current. It will give light. But if an electric wire is put in the wrong place, or it is naked, somebody touches it, then it could be very harmful. It can be very, very detrimental. One has to be very careful how he administers that natural instinct within himself. And this is something we need to learn. When we interacting with people, always assess our situation. Am I reacting in a correct way or am I reacting in a wrong way? One Sahabi, he came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah, give me some advice. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, La taghzab, don't get angry. What it means, that not don't get angry, because anger is natural. But that don't get excessively angry, or don't get angry in the wrong place, or do not use the anger in the wrong way. So Sahabi said, ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any other advice? Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, La taghzab. Any other advice? Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, La taghzab. Why? This one advice all the time, don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. You are facing with one problem, you're getting angry. You're going to get angry, you're not going to contain yourself. Where you're looking for the solution of one problem, you'll end up with multiple problems. You're supposed to be tolerating something smaller, you'll end up forcing yourself to tolerate something even bigger, because you did not contain yourself. Now if you can tolerate something bigger, surely you can tolerate something that was smaller. One Sahabi told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Laysa shadeedu bis sur'ah. Who is a strong person? You know that person who can overpower the next person. A strong person is not necessarily a physically strong person. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ أَلَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبُ. Being spiritually strong, internally strong, that is real strength. Somebody is making you angry, somebody is making you upset. At that time and point, you contain yourself. You don't react. You apply your mind and you see which is the best way you could navigate your problem and your situation. And this is what our Akabirin used to do. There are so many incidents you could relate to that. One person, he had a dispute with Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. And out of anger, he clouted Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Such a great muhaddis, faqih, jurist. So popular. And he took the courage and he clouted Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Look at how Imam Abu Hanifa reacted. Now imagine if that has to happen to us. When you hear these kind of incidents, don't just take it as an incident. Apply ourselves in that condition and see what we would have done. And see what our akabirin have done. What our pious elders have done. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi replied, he told to the person, if you want, I can clout you back. If I want, you know how popular I am. Everybody knows me here. I got direct contact with the rulers of the time. I could take the matter over to the rulers of the time, take you to a court, have you convicted and punished. And if I want, at night when I wake up for tahajjud, I will make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to avenge you. But I'm not going to punish you. I'm not going to get somebody to punish you. I'm not going to curse you. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, when I stand in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Allah forgives me and Allah tells me to go into Jannah, I will not go into Jannah without holding your hand and take you together with me in Jannah. Now, where is the example of Imam Abu Hanifa in containing his anger? Where are we? Ahnaf ibn Qais, famous tabi'i, he's many, many incidents about his level of tolerance. So one person, just to test the tolerance of Ahnaf ibn Qais, came up to him and told to him, the young person, Ahnaf ibn Qais was an elderly person, and his mother must be much more elderly than that. So he came to Ahnaf ibn Qais and I told him, I've got a request. So what's the request? I want to get married to your mother. Now, this is an embarrassment. Different thing if somebody was equal age of the mother, or little bit more, little bit less. This is a young boy who wants to get married to an old woman, and that too the mother of Ahnaf ibn Qais being such a reputable person. So, the idea was to test the tolerance of Ahnaf ibn Qais. Get him angry, see how he reacts. And this is something for us to learn. Ahnaf ibn Qais contained himself. He did not react in an angry way. He told a person, youngster, I wish well for you. I don't mind you getting married to my mother, but you are a young person. You deserve a woman that is equal of your age, somebody that's compatible to you. My mother is old, she's not compatible to you. So simple, he gave the answer. What if he would have acted in a negative way, in an angry way? Hadhrat Maulana Ismail Shaheed Sahib, famous orator of the time, he was giving a talk in the Jami Masjid of Delhi. A huge crowd is there, and he was a powerful orator. So, one person stood up in the center of the crowd and told to him, Maulana, I heard that you are an illegitimate person. And that is equivalent to swearing a person. The Arabic word being ghair sabitun nasab. So, imagine if somebody, whilst we giving a talk, and somebody in the crowd of the masjid have to stand up and make a statement like that to you. So, you probably will flare up immediately. Maulana Ismail Shaheed, cool and calm, he said that when my mother got married, the two people that were witnesses during her nikah, they are still alive, they're living in a particular town. I'll direct you to the two witnesses to go find out whether that they were the witnesses to my mother's marriage. Didn't get angry. Just contained himself. Maulana Shamli Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he once was giving a talk in Jaunpur. Huge crowd. He went up on the stage, he received a small piece of note. In that note, there were 3 points. And he read it out in the congregation. So I received a note and there's 3 points. The first point, the person says, Maulana, you are a lowly person. Imagine you're a guest. Your host is supposed to be honoring you. And here you're getting a statement where somebody is saying that you're a lowly person. Second, you are a jahil. Third, you're a kafir. 3 statements like that. So Maulana responded, firstly he said, firstly, I came here to give a talk. What has highness and lowliness got to do with the talk? And I didn't come here to get married to see whether you're looking for a girl that is compatible of my status. Second, the person claimed that I'm a jahil, ignorant person. Indeed, I'm ajhal. More ignorant than what you think. And third, I'm a kafir. No problem. I'm read the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that's how he reacted to that particular situation. And this is what we're supposed to, how to react to a situation. And our ulama advise that when a person gets angry, first and foremost, that do not talk. Don't react immediately. It's human nature. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا We're very quick in responding to things. And try to train ourselves that when you are faced with an adverse situation, you don't react immediately. You contain yourself. That is why there's a hadith, لَا يَقْتِ الْقَاضِي وَهُوَ غَاضِبٌ That when a person is a judge, in a state of anger, you're not supposed to be issuing a decree. Because you're not the balanced frame of mind. You need to contain yourself. And at that time and point, don't talk anything. And this is something that comes with training. And over a period of time in life, when you have various experiences, life itself will create tolerance within you. The second, drink water. Cool yourself off. That because inside it is a fire that's burning. Drink water, cool yourself off. Whatever posture you are in, change your posture. And this is not difficult to do. Anger itself is very clever, very intelligent. And Hadha Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, Allah filled his qabr with noor and all the awakabirin. He gave an example. He said the Enge is very clever, very intelligent. One person, he's got an outburst with his wife. He's angry with her. He's about to slap her. And imagine, the father-in-law walks in at that time. He was so angry, about to clout her, suddenly find a smile on his face. That shows clever. That anger itself is clever. It knows how to react. It all depends how we train ourselves on that. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make our islah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a dua. Allahumma hdi li ahsanil akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Oh Allah, you guide me to the best of akhlaq and character. And one of it is where a person contains himself. And nobody can guide us to best character but Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah masrif anni sayyi'aha. Allah keep me away from bad character and conduct. Nobody can turn me away from bad character and conduct but yourself. And this is a dua we should make. It's, one is to hear these talks. And one is now, after hearing these talks, try to implement it in our life. Assess our own personal condition. How do I react to my wife? A woman should think, how am I reacting to my husband? Do I flare up? Or do I contain myself? When our friends and our associates, somebody gives you some advice, how do I react? Do I react with haste? Do I get angry? Do I contain myself? If you learn to contain yourself, you yourself will feel satisfied. You'll have confidence in you that you are doing the correct and the right thing. When you do the wrong thing and you react in the wrong way, you're losing your own confidence. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.